Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Throat cancer? Seriously? Man, that was cold. That was cold. All right, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Yes, I have a sore throat, remnants of a cold and hacking up stuff. No big deal. I feel fine. No throat cancer. Well, it's great to have Mr. Big Willie back, isn't it?
Hey, it sounds like I have throat cancer. I'll sue before you die. That's good karma. That'll fix you. All right.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. At least he didn't call me Terry the trach lady, that woman who said don't smoke and played all those public service announcements right before the Penguins game. Terry the trach lady. I became a fan of hers. She's dead now, of course, smoking. But I kind of liked her. All right, fine. So there's that. All right, so good news. I don't know if... try downloading the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, our River Talk stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, also Big Willie 105.5. The live stream, our cut-rate cable company screwed up again, and so that's not working, so we don't have that. But download the app, and hopefully that'll be... Well, hopefully that'll work for you. I don't know what to... I literally at this point don't even know what to say. All right, fine. So, good news. We have a pair of tickets to give away. And this is for Muscadine Bloodline. It's really interesting. A group, they got a cult following. And country music. And they've been compared to the kind of cult following that the Grateful Dead had. And so there are a pair of tickets here that I have for you. It's a Capitol Theater, Saturday, July 18, and very good seating here for you. 10th caller. Now, rules here. If you, anyone in your household has won anything in the past 30 days, household, which means spouses and kids and grandparents and all this kind of stuff, you're not eligible. If anybody in your household has won anything in the past 30 days here at this radio station, the answer is no. No, you can't do that. Excuse me. Anybody else can. 10th caller. And here's a little background on the group. Johnny put together a very nice promo, so I wanted to share that with you. Here's the phone number also, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490.
July 18th, Muscadine Bloodline brings their Alabama roots to the Capitol Theater in Wheeling. And Big Willie 105.5 has your tickets. Tickets are on sale now at etix.com. But you have a chance to win them from Big Willie 105.5. Listen to Dimitri live and dangerously local in the morning for your chance to win. See why Muscadine Bloodline has one of the most loyal fan bases in country music. See them live July 18th at the Capitol Theater in Wheeling. Win your tickets from Big Willie 105.5.
Yes, and your chance to win is right now. Phone number 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. 10th caller wins. Just call and make sure that the volume is turned down on your radio before you call in, because we have a state-of-the-art delay system here, and that'll screw up the audio. You call in, you say your first name, where you're calling from, you know, what you're up to, and I'll tell you what number you are. And the 10th caller will win a pair of tickets. You pick them up here at the Big Willie Studios, and that is on Rock Hill, in the same location as the Womp Studios. And so you come here during business hours, let's say from about 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you pick them up. So we're going to make sure the phone lines are clear to give you a chance to win. That's good. That's three. All right. So they're all cleared. So 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 10th caller wins. And it's really amazing to me how many people think that they have no chance of winning listening on the radio. Think, oh, I never win. I never got a chance. It's hopeless. It's like the lottery. I'll let you in on a little secret because I care about you. You're my listeners. It is amazing how few people ever call into any radio station contest because so many people have the same attitude. It's like, well, I've got no chance to win. Dimitri's got, you know, potential listening audience in the millions all across the world with the internet now and this, that, and the other. What are my chances of winning? They are surprisingly good. They are surprisingly good. 10th caller wins. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And right now, and I swear to you, I am not making this up. We literally have no calls. None. Jeez. People just don't think they can win. Tickets are right here. They're for you. 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. Oh, Big Willie 105.5, hello?
Yeah, what's caller 10 get?
Maybe it's better if nobody calls in. In fact, nobody call in now. 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. So that's one call down. So we've got nine to go. At this rate, I think we'll be able to give away the tickets by, I don't know, June. All right, call in. Next. Wanted to share with you. Hold on one second here. Let me get this thing set up here right. A lot of people are rightly upset about what is going on here in Iran. President Trump and Vice President Vance kept telling us, oh, we're going to keep you out of wars. We're not going to do all this crazy stuff that Obama did and George W. Bush did and Bill Clinton did and George H.W. Bush did and no weapons of mass destruction and, you know, blah, 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 blah. All, of course, lies. And oh, in fact, you know what, let me play this for you again. This worked really well. Let me just find this. Hold on. Ah, here we go. Okay, here we go, here we go. Let me play this this thing here for you. This is our president assuring us that he was not going to do exactly what he is now doing.
War hawks, they want to draft your kids to die in wars. And they will never fight themselves.
You know, we'll stay around the country for 15 years, just bomb the hell out of everybody, make everybody miserable. Nobody knows why we're there, you know, the wars that never end.
These endless wars that we've been in, I've gotten us out of so many.
We don't want to get into wars.
We're tired of fighting. I'm the only president in the last 84 years that didn't start a war. Under Trump, we will have no more wars.
No more wars.
No more wars. We will have prosperity and peace. We will have prosperity and we will have peace.
Remember, I'm the president of peace.
They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
He's going to start a war. I said, no, no, no. My rhetoric is going to keep us out of wars. And that's what happened.
My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker.
That's what I want to be, a peacemaker.
We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into.
Absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So there was a really interesting, actually a couple of different, hold on a second here, hold on. Let me get this thing lined up. Tucker Carlson had a really interesting interview that I wanted to share with you. So many people have lost faith in Israel, the, hold on a second, now is this right? Just bear with me here. All right. So many people lost faith in Israel. Support of Israel has gone way down in this country. For Donald Trump to be doing this now, and it's all just to try to distract you from the Epstein files. It's not going to work. And they've got this mission creep going regarding Iran. They said, well, we just have to bomb their nuclear facilities, and so that way they can't ever make a nuclear weapon to obliterate Israel. All right, fine, we did that. Now he's going back right now with all the pressure on the Epstein files, saying, well, now we got to make sure we got to take out this and then take out that. But it's not regime change. It's not regime change. And then, of course, they kill all the leaders of Iran, which they were terrible people, and you know, no one's going to miss them. But it wasn't regime change until it was. And now Trump is saying that, well, we're going to decide who the next leader is going to be. We have to approve of this. And it goes on and on. He said, but, you know, we're not going to lose any lives or whatever. Well, now it's up to 7 Americans who have died in this war for Israel. 7 Americans. 7. I wonder how many more are going to have to die before MAGA Nation goes, hey, wait a minute, this is wrong. And now they're floating the idea of having boots on the ground. You know, Americans, soldiers in Iran. And they're saying, well, the facilities there, the nuclear stuff there is buried under rubble. And, you know, someday the Iranians might be able to dig them all out from the rubble. And that way they can start up again with their nuclear thing. And so what we need to do now is send in our troops to dig up the rubble and then get all the nuclear stuff out of there. That's called mission creep. So they're preparing you now for the, I think, strong likelihood that they're going to have boots on the ground. American troops on Iranian soil fighting Israel's war. Again, so far, 7 dead Americans fighting Israel's war. 7. And they're talking about boots on the ground, which is code for, yeah, we're going in, which means a lot more fatalities, a lot more casualties, a lot more wounded people. But hey, as long as you're not thinking about the Epstein files, that's a good thing. It's beyond disgusting. It really is. Tucker Carlson had a really interesting interview with this guy, telling it the way it is. And I've got a few more that I want to share with you as well. I think our Wi-Fi is working for this. I certainly hope so. So we'll give this a try and keep our fingers crossed.
We have now is a similar situation. We have large numbers of people who are dual citizens. And we have large numbers of people, they call them Zionist billionaires. Pick whatever name you want. They have spent enormous quantities of money over many years to reach the condition that exists today. A condition under which Israel's demands, and you have to link Israel to the larger financial picture because these billionaires control more than just a fraction of finance. They control the financial system in our country. They have a huge impact on it globally, certainly in the West. And they have interests in expanding that power and influence. Israel is a way to do that. And the Israelis, of course, they see themselves in a position of either we expand or eventually we die.
That's
because
right.
We don't have enough people. Our birth rate isn't high enough. So we have to annihilate the people that are close to us in our country and eventually on our borders and expand. That means you march into Lebanon. It means you march into the Sinai and into Egypt. It means you go south into Jordan and Saudi Arabia. All you have to do is look at the map. I mean, from their standpoint, this is a rational calculus. I just don't think it's attainable by them. And that's why we're involved. Because the only way to attain these goals and objectives is with the enormous power and influence of the United States. And we have committed ourselves, heart and soul, to this project. It's as simple as that. All you had to do was listen to the State of the Union speech by President Trump. And the one time everybody stood up, left and right, Democrats, Republicans, was when he talked about depriving Iran permanently of any nuclear weapon. And everybody stood up and applauded. And I will not allow that. I will prevent that. Well, first of all, there's no evidence that they've got a nuclear weapon. We haven't had any evidence for that for a long time. So is that really what this is about?
No.
I don't think so. I think it's about more than that. It's also about the missile arsenal that they want to eradicate. In other words, Iran has to live in a state of permanent vulnerability to Israeli attack and destruction. Otherwise, Israel is not safe. Now, many of these corrupt Arab states have accepted that bargain. And they are, in the view of many of the people that live in the region, in Arab countries, as members of the Arab version of the Epstein class. And they're...
It never ends. It just never ends. By the way, I have no problem with billionaires, regardless of their religious beliefs. The way that our country is set up, you can pretty much buy politicians. You can buy senators. You can buy congressmen. If Israel has done a better job than other countries in purchasing our politicians, then good for her. No one is saying that anything Israel has done is illegal, because of course it's not. And if there are billionaires who happen to be Jewish or Mormon or Catholic or Protestant or whatever, hey, fair game.